News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the presidential campaign into its waning days, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is scheduled for release from prison after a four-month sentence.
Bannon surrendered July 1st at the low-security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. He was defiant, said he was proud to go to prison, accused President Biden, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the Justice Department of tyranny. Bannon is expected to make remarks Tuesday afternoon in New York. ABC's Jonathan Carl, who's extensively covered Donald Trump, says there's no other advisor
ABC's Chuck Severson. The Pentagon on Monday said there are currently about 10,000 North Korean troops training in Russia for possible deployment in the war in Ukraine. Gaza's health ministry says the Israelis hit a five-story building that was sheltering displaced Palestinians. No fewer than 34 people were killed, more than half women and children. This is ABC News. Pepsi wielding the axe in Chicago. ABC's Dave Packer has the story.
Some 150 union Pepsi workers say they showed up to work Monday only to find out it was their last day. The company closing down its Chicago bottling plant, saying the building has physical limitations. 58-year-old Eric Gatson drove a truck for the company and had no warning.
I'm so divided in my household. And, you know, my wife has MS. My daughter's about to go to college next year. So it's, I can't put into words what I feel right now.
PepsiCo is saying they'll make it a priority to support their employees during the transition. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Concerns about the 75-year-old actor's health spurring a criminal court in Paris to push back the start of Gerard Depardieu's trial on charges of sexually assaulting two women on the set of a French film in 2021. His lawyer says Depardieu has heart trouble and diabetes-related issues. The trial won't start before March. Depardieu has denied any wrongdoing. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
I remember thinking it's kind of stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
A low of 55 overnight with southeast winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. A high in the low 80s Tuesday. Some clouds and very windy at times. And windy on Tuesday night, a low of 63. Wednesday's high 77 with rain likely in the evening. Heavy rain possible.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Friday 53 with plenty of sunshine. Saturday a 30% chance of afternoon showers. And 58 with rain likely on Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. Lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because what we do, what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last 2 minutes, you see what we're doing on the game. So I just think it's one of those things right now where you gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks playing Denver.
No shoes back in town.
Badgers head coach like Rick Fickle on the loss to Penn State.
It's good to be back home, but
I should look back
at it. Still got that short bed Chevy, but the memory miles on. I'm sure you said that then. I smiled and said you're wrong. It's in the barn out back. If I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that trust still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if that miles of
course. Your entertainment team, I'm Mitch Mama. Still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie to discuss the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than the Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in New York City? How about Timothy Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask that posed for self-testing contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. And lame, in case you're wondering, the actual Timothy Chalamet took their place. For more show is fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Katie Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Bacon. Next time, as you'll be connected to Superpack Backing, Jill Stein in Wisconsin, Mr. Ethics Scott Ross joins me to talk about dehumanizing ads, plus overtime for Baby Dawn. Do it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Censor, WRC.
You're listening to Free Reporting Time and produced by Sarah Mead. Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. Coming up next half hour, we're going to talk about shrinkage. Stop the shrinkage as far as it comes to our bags of snacks and things like that. We'll wrap up the show as we do every day now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Tortoise Edition.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. Right now, though, excited to have our guest join us. Christy Welch is running in Wisconsin's 88th Assembly District. Good morning, Christy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Christy, tell us a little bit about your background and why you decided to jump into this race.
Nowhere to go. Sure. Yeah, so I'm pretty new to the political thing. I've never run for an office. I'm a working man. Prior to, I'm also currently the chair of the Democratic Party of Brown County, which was my term started in January of 23. And prior to that, I was an executive with a manufacturing company. So was living my little life, things were going well, and when Trump got elected in 2016, I was concerned about what happened, and then as the years went on, kind of simmering that we needed to do more, and then when Roe v. Wade was overturned, and my mom was just a commentary by Clarence Thomas that maybe we're going to buy these cases on contraception and gay marriage, then that was it. I decided to take a new.
That takes a lot of courage. It does, especially since you have had no experience running for office before. I give you a great deal of credit, even knowing how to put together a campaign. And there are resources there now, though, right, to help newer candidates.
Oh, yes, for sure. And so I'm in districts that they call a targeted district, so it's gonna be very close. It's a 50-50 toss-up, so yeah, I get lots of support, and my competitor also gets lots of support, so there's a lot of mailers and commercials and coming from both sides, right, and from independent expenditure groups, so yeah, there's a lot of that.
Well, we have been telling folks to, I don't know, I certainly would like people to ignore the polls, because except for a very few that are long established and have been around forever, and we know that that they have some legitimacy, but we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Christy, anybody can start a polling company. We can have Stan and Dan's America Integrity Polling, and they only talk to five people, and they throw their results out there, and some far-right podcaster picks it up, and then that becomes the common knowledge. So I am encouraging people to avoid the polls
as much as possible. When you knock on doors, when you've been out on the ground, Christy, what are you hearing from folks? Is it the economy? Is it the border? Is it abortion?
There's definitely some rumors. So the economy, rising costs, is a big one for a lot of people. You know, especially for people that fall into the category of where they're renting and they have kids of childcare age, and that is, you know, rent has gone up double digits multiple times since COVID. And, so those people are really having a tough time. And, you know, it's caused in a lot of families, if the math doesn't work, then one of the spouses stays home and maybe doesn't necessarily want to do that, you know. And then at the same time, we have employers saying that they need more workers. So, yeah, so costs for sure. Groceries, housing, childcare.
And when they bring that up to you, I'm curious, what are your suggestions? What would be your plans should you get elected to address some of these issues?
You just want someone to hold you.
At the state legislature level there, you know, where we are somewhat limited, you know, hopefully we get more help at the federal level, but some of the things that we can do. But I'll make it seem as a legislative body, we can bring in companies that we suspect of price gouging.
I'll make you see that I'm your perfect one.
I suspect that when they start doing that, that a lot of companies will self-correct because no one wants that negative publicity. During the pandemic, I get it. The supply chain was disrupted, costs went up.
Right.
But there are so many grocery categories where they never came back down. A lot of those companies are huge conglomerates, and there's maybe not enough competition in that space, so people continue to pay it because they have to, then they just leave the price there. So we can, like I say, bring in companies for hearings. We can incentivize, from on the housing side, we can incentivize the construction of affordable housing, particularly apartments. In so many places in Wisconsin, and where I live for sure, we need more supply. In a certain price range, houses go on the market and they sell in a day, you know, way over asking prices. Just, it's untenable. And for people who don't have, you know, the ability to pay over asking price, so the bank's not going to.
Well, and I think the other problem, too, especially with the housing market, now my husband and I are both in our mid-60s, but the thought of selling our house, because our house is paid off now, where are we going to go? Where will you go that we're not going to have to take out another mortgage at our age, or even rent? Where could we possibly go and even rent? And then that would open up our house for someone else to get, you know, to become a first-time homebuyer. All this stuff is interconnected.
Right. And I think it causes a lot of folks to just stay where they are. Although, you know, I did talk with a voter the other day that was commenting that she was looking to buy their starter home. There were folks that were, you know, retired and looking to downsize. And so they were the ones that were able to make those cash offers, you know, above asking price.
Sure.
So, yeah, all those things together are not a good situation.
Never comes along.
It's tough to find
it. Until you find your Mr. When you're, so Christy, when you're out on the doors, you know, one thing you're talking about your podcast is you're most likely not going to get a knock on the door from a common person.
Until you find your Mr.
But with these local races, when you knock on their doors, are they, you know, how they're sharing, because they might not be voting for you, or maybe some convincing. Are there good conversations that you're having where you feel like you're getting through them what you're trying to achieve in your for running for office?
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, talking with folks that are not necessarily, you know, for sure on my side, a topic that I like to bring up to people because all of it I didn't know this a few years ago is the closing in on too late public education funding piece where, you know, obviously a vast majority of voters agree that we need got a pretty girl looking at you there. So just giving you that, what you know, explaining some of the history. People say no, gonna call it a night now. You're all wrapped up in the right now. The amount that the state allocates to buy drink, no time for students has barely changed yet. Prior to that, we're trying to say that you can't stay. So it causes districts to go to referendum again. Why are we seeing so many referendums? The last count I heard is there were 120 referendums happening this month. And that's because there's need more money for maintenance, for raises. If you don't want to cut, you know, programs, then that is the only option that you have. And meanwhile, the budget surplus, so it's not like we need to increase taxes. You just need to elect people to the state legislature that agrees that public education is a good priority, and we need to get that budget through. So that's one that I really enjoy. Round and round, you got her now dancing with you. Identifying the demographic.
Well, and I don't like that. I think it makes a really good point, Christy, in that people don't realize this has been a long campaign to slowly starburst our public schools of funding. And then continue to fund charter schools and voucher programs and take this money away from our public schools and give it to for-profits.
And we're now funding two school systems.
Essentially, yes. We really are. So, well, that's good. I'm glad that people are recognizing. Again, we have money that they're sitting on right now in Madison that the Joint Finance Committee won't release that has been approved for PFAS for this literacy program that's already in the schools and is a state-mandated program, and they still have not released those monies. I think that really is getting to Wisconsinites, and I think there is more recognition that there does seem to be one group more than another that just doesn't want to spend any money unless they're going to give Diane Hendricks a big tax cut.
Yeah, I do run into people that they're aware of the gridlock. I don't know that they realize that, you know, the legislature being currently 65%.
Thanks for spending time with us on Country and Community.
As a result of WRCO-FM
100.9.
Right?
It's gridlock because the majority party doesn't want to pass anything.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it is. Whether it's they, you know, not making the people who poison the waters take responsibility or giving Tony Robles a win. I mean, every time we've had a surplus and the Republicans get their hands on it, they send it back in the form of tax breaks that don't really help in the way they want them to.
Christy Welch is our guest. She is running for the Wisconsin Assembly 88th District. We're going to continue our conversation with Christy, so stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris,
is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris like 80%, but I was really ticked off about Pence, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Don Allman Show. Weekdays until 2 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Horn wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members think it's telling stories, and in the end, if you don't
if you're reading healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of eight build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and shop salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470.
What do you
eat fresh,
do?
Eat healthy at Subway
have.
Richland
you
Center.
You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps prices. Those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council. They also offer
this
fresh
is news from
pizzas,
the center. WRC.
Quick and delicious meal for hunters.
You're listening to pre-recorded content
in turning
produced
venison
by
into
Civic
mouth-watering
Media.
Snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary.
Good morning.
Memorial
Welcome
Funeral
back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Kelby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter, coming up after the 11:30 news, fighting back against shrinkage.
Apparently, consumers we're getting
the
fed up, folks. It's only taken on
has what you
years.
Need for work
but,
boots, children's shoes,
it does seem like some
shoes,
companies are responding
you need
to social media
no
shame.
No one has a better selection
so we'll be
of shoes than
about
the
that
shoebox.
After the 11:30
with all the
news,
styles
if you have a
for everyone needing shoes,
consumer good
the shoebox is the place
like to
go.
Share with us.
They go the extra
text
mile
that in
to bring
or give
you
us
great
a call
service,
at
proper size and fit, all at a great price. The shoebox
is Christy Welch. She is running in Wisconsin's 88th Assembly District, and just getting to know you a little bit, Christy, and what you're hearing when you knock
Cruise
on doors.
Cruise to Oakwood Farm for great tasting honey crisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating
Franklin,
varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples,
for the
fresh bakery
time.
Items, fresh cranberries, pumpkin,
that
squash,
that
and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts.
You,
Discount Tuesdays get 10% off
no
apples.
Incumbent.
9 to 5, they're open 7 days
right.
a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family farm.
50-50.
Oakwood Fruit Farms.
Brand new, so yeah, it's really
when it comes to your home's plumbing needs,
and you really
you
are
can
in
trust
a very
and rely
district.
On Jelinek Plumbing and Heating from
I mean,
new water heaters,
really
sump
district.
Pumps, and garbage disposals to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet. We will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating 649-7916.
In 2020, so it really could go, it really could go anyway.
Right. Yeah, we've been saying from the beginning that it could come down to a couple hundred votes,
and that's why we're really trying to impress upon people. We all think we're a little drop in this ocean, but when we're talking about such small margins, really small margins, 2 or 3 votes per district can be the deciding factor. So please don't think that your vote doesn't count, because it absolutely does, and probably more so this year than ever before.
Right, absolutely. And so for my district and also statewide, the last election, as you guys probably know, came down to 2 votes per door throughout the whole state. So, you know, when people go door knocking and to help make sure that we're turning out the vote and engaging the voters, I know sometimes people will say, oh, I didn't, you know, not a lot of people were home. I felt my kind and feeling like maybe they're not making a that is literally all we're looking for. You know, we just need that throughout the whole state. Somehow I've had because I could special election.
Yeah. And don't forget as well, we have 1 weekend to go. There's still canvassing going on. If folks are listening who live in your district, and even if they're not living in your district and they would like to canvass for you, they can certainly do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is the most important door knocking portion of the election. I've literally had this happen where we call this GOT. So just making people like think they all do it.
Yes,
it is.
If you can, I did it on Friday after work. It took about 30 minutes. It was hassle-free. Boom, boom, boom. The everyone working there was so lovely. And if you can, go home early.
Yeah.
Then you know it's done.
Yeah, just in case there's any, and you might not even, you might come to the realization you're done on Tuesday, but also other things happen. Flat tire, get called into work.
You get sick.
Get sick. Can't get sick. Something like that. Just knock it out now. Christy, it's 8 days. What's your campaign looking like over the next 8 days?
Knocking doors. Taking care of my mental health.
There you go.
Very important.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green.
That's probably
join the
not
Cardinal CG team
that,
today
that it happens.
And be a part of the
and
future of residential glass innovation.
No shenanigans.
Furniture
just
Decor and More in Boscobele, and now open in Westby. Invite
there's
you to their Christmas
piece,
open house this Friday through
Channel
Sunday. This weekend only. All home
WISN
decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house. Now in Boscobele and Westby. Furniture Decor and More in Boscobele, and now open in Westby. Invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday. This weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house. Now in Boscobele.
Yes, really
Westby.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Everybody vote.
Go vote. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Engine number 9. Coming down the railroad line. How much far back did she get off? Oh, around 2 days that she carried. I've looked.
Center,
WRC.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
with the presidential campaign into its waning days, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is scheduled for release from prison after a four-month sentence.
Bannon surrendered July 1st at the low-security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. He was defiant, said he was proud to go to prison, accused President Biden, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the Justice Department of tyranny. Bannon is expected to make remarks Tuesday afternoon in New York. ABC's Jonathan Carl, who's extensively covered Donald Trump, says there's no other advisor more influential.
ABC's Chuck Severson. The Pentagon on Monday said there are currently about 10,000 North Korean troops training in Russia for possible deployment in the war in Ukraine. Gaza's health ministry says the Israelis hit a five-story building that was sheltering displaced Palestinians. No fewer than 34 people were killed, more than half women and children. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then at moments of the last two games, you see really what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you gotta stay and fight.
Memphis Thursday. College football. Badgers head coach Duke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State.
But as you look back at it, the thing that it comes down to is execution in the fourth quarter.
Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The like NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage from Jordan Love. And then going into the grass, he played Sunday against the Lions.
Himself had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony. I thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way, so he is offering the new Will Ferrell version of the government for $701. She covers the price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denneberg, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper, with whom it is set in England. Hopkins' character is a fast estate.
Content produced by Civic Media.
Water Slide on the board. WT from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Job with the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. Coming up to wrap up the show, This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Tortoise Edition. This one Greg found. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays at civicmedia.us. The same for if you ever have a guest that you think would be good, if you have something going on in your community that's a fundraiser that you'd like us to shine a spotlight on, please let us know. Send it all in to JaneSays at civicmedia.us. This is something that we've heard more about. I want to say we actually even talked about this last year.
Yeah.
Article in Delish.com.
Pulitzer Prize-winning Delish.
My first time at Delish. Shoppers are bullying food brands over shrinkflation, and it's actually working. So I was curious about how are we bullying these massive conglomerates, and they're actually responding. Apparently, following months of public outrage on social media about portion sizes, Chipotle has announced it will re-emphasize the importance of its generous portions. Despite claiming there was never a directive to provide less, they're about to do better. Might be a little admission of, yeah, maybe we did tell you to do that then.
Possibly, but I will say, I went to Chipotle recently, and I had an entire burrito order. And I take it seriously. But the only thing I asked for extra of was a little bit of beans. And they had a double wrap, which says to me in the beginning of this whole excursion,
they were shorting you on beans.
No, they weren't shorting me on beans. I just asked for a little bit more. And everything else they gave me was fine, because it was, with those extra beans, it was so big.
Wow. Apparently, the public outrage has worked, because Chipotle is stepping up again. PepsiCo is downright admitting to shrinkflation and making a real change as a result of public outcry. A representative for PepsiCo told Today the company is adding 20% more chips to bonus bags of Ruffles and Tostitos and won't be changing the price.
Grocery stores won't change the price. And also, I have not bonus bags.
Are you behind?
Bags.
Yeah, what is with this only in the bonus bags thing?
Are
yeah.
you don't
Pepsi replaced 32-ounce Gatorade with 28 Your ounces for the same price. Nabisco shrank the family-sized box of Wheat Thins by 12%.
Why should I keep
General Mills shrank the family-sized box of Cocoa Puffs by 6%. And Frito-Lay shrank the size of a bag of Doritos by 5%, according to former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich. Shrinkflation is everywhere.
It's everywhere. And when you something as a Gatorade enthusiast, the price is not staying the same. It, in fact, has gone up.
You went away and you're getting less.
Gatorade is maybe $3 a bottle.
For flavored water.
Colorful flavor.
I stand corrected.
But that's the thing is when we talk about the economy, and we understand that
why should I
no matter what we say
you.
With regard to stock markets, job inflation, gas prices, that doesn't change the fact that groceries are expensive, child care is expensive, buying a home is expensive. All those things are real and tangible. But when we look at things like shrinkflation and shrinkage, and we're being a little tongue-in-cheek with it, but there's a serious matter at play, is that corporate America is turning our gaze towards the government, saying, and we're saying, the government is so expensive. Joe Biden does not decide the price of Gatorade.
No.
Joe Biden does not decide the price, and does not call up Nabisco and say, make less Wheat Thins. These are companies making very pointed, very serious decisions that affect us, the consumer. And if you want to, I mean, good on them for admitting it, but they still did it anyway.
I was so lonely, crying for you only.
Kroger
because they can.
Because they could.
Because a lot of those products we need. Amazon, Walgreens,
when I know
Walmart.
That you're not true.
Yes, all Target as well.
And why
Target
should
as well.
I
all said,
call
we're
your
cutting
name
the prices on thousands of items because they realize you're getting caught in this price gouging, price increase in the face of shrinkflation where we're getting less.
And let's not forget, corporate profits are doing just fine.
Yes.
They're doing dandy.
Look at the stock market.
They're in a sweet spot. They don't need to be ripping us off by five chips a bag.
No.
John from Hubertus texting in, I'm 71. I always eat healthy and exercise. I love Fritos.
Yeah.
But I haven't eaten them for over 20 years. A couple of months ago, I bought a bag and did the math. Fritos now cost over $9 a pound.
That's like gold.
Like, it shouldn't be so hard to put these people out of business.
Seriously. You came into the station.
Smell of sweet honey, suckers, and garlic
rice.
Social media. embarrassing some of these massive corporations. I'm not saying vile. I'm just saying accurate.
Push hard enough. Yeah, exactly.
That's it, though. Tom from L.A., the one thing the government could do is break up the monopolies.
They can do that.
They can do that. It doesn't seem to happen very often.
Unfortunately, the monopolies are
And get a big campaign.
So, I don't disagree with you, Tom. I think that's a beautiful thing, but right now, let's get on social media.
Take pictures of your Doritos bag.
I was going to say, dude, we should have picked one for today, but we can do that another time. Just, you know, you're on the chopping block.
Again, according to this article in Delish, shrinkflation is everywhere. Doritos removed 5 chips per bag. Bounty trimmed its rolls by 3 sheets. And Wheat Thins determined that family size, is 2 ounces smaller as it was before, but for the same price.
John from West Bend, he said, remember the movie Mr. Mom where Terry Jarvis' character talked to the chimney company to reduce it? That's exactly what I was referring to. It was the 1983 film Mr. Mom.
I remember.
I personally feel like if a company, this is totally in the bottom line, I don't
the
think
Medicare annual enrollment period has begun.
But
by now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming. You understand all the upcoming changes
that
on your own. But don't worry.
What these
local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help.
If you're looking for some decent PR,
the top Medicare carriers in our area.
That wouldn't
call
be a bad way to go about it.
302-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today.
And you're
that's
still going to be really, 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 rich.
You'll be the first ones to colonize Mars and get away from the unwashed. We'll take our bags
transform
of checks
your outdoor spaces with Bailey paint and decorating
Maine,
and more with Lux
stains. Forget how the
with
price
over 3,500
goods like
colors,
Gatorade
you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Wood Lux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal landmarks. Benjamin Moore Wood Lux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew.
And my own everything. And we're going to start making our own cloth soon.
I built my own car. And discover the it's on fire currently.
Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and
there's
color.
There's a way to fight back.
Yeah. Are you experiencing any of the following?
Embarrass them
rotator
on social
cuff
media.
Or chronic shoulder pain?
Or charging us the same
away,
amount of
maybe
money
even
for
facing
a whole
knee replacement,
lot less.
Plantar fasciitis, foot
do
or
today,
ankle pain. Call Benson Chiropractic
right.
in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet. WRCO encourages you to get out and vote. November 5th is Election Day. Stay tuned for live comprehensive coverage Election Night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as we keep you informed on the races that matter most, from local decisions to national impact. Election coverage at WRCO will be sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. These community businesses are committed to keeping you informed and involved.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270. And they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries for $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile 1, $6.99 a quart. Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously.
News from the center, WRCE.
We've helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one.
Darren Bunroom, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orn wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
I remember questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine.
really didn't happen.
Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel are now open and work. We invite you to their Christmas open house. Matt's Friday through Sunday this weekend only. All Home Decor and Accessories Media Radio 2. Get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house. Now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday this weekend only. All Home Decor and Accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture Decor and More Christmas open house. Now in Boscobel and Westby.
This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Don Alma Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text on the text line. Hey, baby, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are so extremely long. Bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3
Norma
points.
Jean ain't that song we sang.
Charles Frankfurt of Law School says polls don't know what people do. Have a plan. Be
checking out the bands on Dolby Avenue.
Till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Crimo. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time I've seen the bus, and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to
when it's not.
That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach at the Board of Directors. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in the Receive. Always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you watch the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, yeah, and what used to be Twitter. Early voting is underway in Wisconsin. You can vote through November 3rd, which is next Sunday.
Check to make sure it's okay.
Check to make sure it's okay. You can go to civicmedia.us/vote. civicmedia.us/vote. If you have any questions about what's happening in your area, of this woman who's older than me, and I'm 64, and I'm assuming she was into her early 70s. She showed up at the polling place with a campaign shirt. You can't do that. It doesn't matter who it's for.
It depends on the story. Yes, it does. It does. And I looked it up because I've seen some videos on it. Make sure your state, you know what your state is. You can't. Some states have a way to wear any sort of governing law. Some states have it where they don't care. Some states have it where they don't care. And it's true. And your election year.
It's called an electionary. And in this instance, there were signs of it at this polling place saying you cannot wear campaign materials. It just said it right there. And this elderly woman took issue with that and called one of the election workers a blankhead. And then she ripped off her shirt and stood in line in her bra and voted in her bra. And at one point, she told another election worker, suck my... I'm not even going to say it.
It's not even close.
This is why I'm voting for Trump, is what she said. So, I don't know. I would avoid that.
Only the best people.
I would avoid that if I were you. And maybe just don't wear any election stuff if you're going to go vote. It's just easy.
And my heart is
its home. We took the bait.
Oh, we're idiots, Calvin. We're idiots.
All right, it's 11:54, Calvin. That means it is time for...
In a crowded room, my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love.
If you ever have a thing that should not be something to bring me. As James says, at civicmedia.us, this is the headline. Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak. A woman from China pleading guilty a couple weeks ago, trying to smuggle 29 eastern box turtles, which are a protected species, across a lake in Vermont into Canada. Wang Yiming, 41, arrested in June at an Airbnb, just as she was about to get into an inflatable kayak with a duffel bag on Lake Wallace. Border Patrol agents have been notified by the Canadian Mounted Police that two other people, including a man believed to be this woman's husband, started paddling the inflatable watercraft from the Canadian side of the lake towards the U.S. The agents searched her heavy duffel bag and found 29 live eastern box turtles individually wrapped in socks. No one gets close. Is that their natural habitat?
Or are those sleeping bags?
Little turtle sleeping bags? Eastern box turtles are known to be sold on the black market for $1,000 each. I don't know. Her cell phone was taken. A search found communications. She was trying to get the turtles into Canada so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. Stop it now. She is sentenced to be sentenced in December, rather. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Don't mess with protected animals,
and a fine up to $250,000.
You are smuggling a protected species across international waters for black market sales? Come on. There's a
place you now, I don't think I had, when I was a kid, we had turtles. A lot of people my age probably had little turtles. Turtles are boring. If you're going to have them as a pet. I don't know if they were planning to eat these eastern box turtles or if they wanted them as pets. But turtles don't. They're just not a scintillating pet.
But they're a good starter pet for kids. They're cute. There's not a high risk if they live a long time.
I thought we couldn't even keep those same kind of turtles anymore because of illness issues.
I'm sure
someone will tell us.
I found a turtle once on the side of the road, and I took it into the car. My mom wasn't happy about that, and then it peed all over the car.
Lovely.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Leave him alone. Leave turtle alone.
Don't do this. This shouldn't happen. Calvin, that is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow will be joining us from 10:30 until 11 o'clock to talk all things in the news. Miri Hayes, really looking forward to having her back. She's with the Shawamagon Democrats behind Bayfield and Ashland counties.
Nice.
And I want to find out if she concreted her Harris Wall sign to the ground and if they managed to steal yet another one.
We'll find out why Tom Tiffany isn't alone.
That's all on the way tomorrow. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Thank you, Craig and Calvin, all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you, most of all, for calling and texting and listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share and keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
Learn more at YourLocalWisconsin.com. Wisconsin DMC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRC, 107.7 FM, W229 CD, Richmond Center.